Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 31 for Tuesday, August 25th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts corrected higher overnight, but ran into resistance while the general downtrend remained in place due to global economic concerns and harvest pressure. ICE canola was anywhere from $1 to $3 higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $478.90 per ton. The Canadian dollar was higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive on the international market. Technical resistance on the charts also sparked some selling activity. Speculation is rampant that Chinese demand for commodities as a whole will start to lessen in the wake of Monday's market crash, which was bearish for canola. Losses in Malaysian palm oil also helped to undermine the market. However, gains in the U.S. soy complex limited the declines. Global financial markets are generally on the rise this morning, along with crude oil, which could give canola a bounce. A weekend of wet and cold weather across parts of the prairies was also supportive. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 6 to 8 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.81 a bushel. Values were correcting themselves after plunging to a 6-year low in the previous session. Strength in U.S. equities helped to boost prices. Yesterday's crop condition report by the USDA failed to show that the U.S. soybean crop was improving, as analysts had been expecting. Rather, it showed that the crop was merely holding steady. The next level of resistance for soybeans is likely 8 to 10 cents higher than it is now. U.S. corn was mostly unchanged, with the December contract sitting at $3.80 a bushel. Prices were bolstered by a steadier look for the U.S. stock market, as well as yesterday's USDA report, which actually lowered the rating for the U.S. corn crop. About 69% of the crop was in good or excellent condition as of Sunday, which is unchanged from a week earlier. U.S. wheat was bouncing around unchanged, with the September contract sitting at $5.02 a bushel. Once again, the market is receiving solid support at the $5 a bushel level. The spring wheat harvest is 75% complete compared to the 47% average. Australia recently received some rain for its wheat crop, which was in desperate need of moisture. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, August 25th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.